On the phone is Norman Stockwell, the operations coordinator from WORT in Madison, Wisconsin, who is with AMARC, the World Association of Community Broadcasters, at the World Forum of Free Media in Tunisia, in Tunis, in Tunisia. Is that right?
Yes, that's correct. Thank you very much for having me on. The there's actually two conferences going on right now here in Tunis. There is the world, it's actually the fourth forum on free media. The first one took place in Belém in Brazil in 2009. The idea is to have a conference to bring together all of the free media activists that are also attending this larger event, which is called the World Social Forum. The World Social Forum has been going on for 14 years now, since 2001, and it was here in Tunis in 2013, and it's taking place here again in Tunis. The march that began this World Social Forum has just ended. I'm actually on the street outside of the Bardot Museum. The Bardot Museum, of course, the place where the tragic attacks took place just about 6 days ago now. And the idea this year at the beginning of the forum was to march from the center of Tunis to the Bardot Museum, partly in solidarity with the people of Tunisia who are reeling from this terrorist incident on their soil, but also to show that the World Social Forum represents people seeking peace around the globe coming together to say no to terrorism and oppression. And that's a very important point. It's not just individual acts of terrorism, but also oppressive governments that they're responding to this year here at the forum.
And is there Tunisian media community radio? Is there is there public access to the airwaves in Tunisia?
Yes, it's a very interesting story. In Tunisia, prior to their revolution of 2011, it was not legal to have community media, and in fact, a number of stations operated illegally for years, and people were often jailed for participating in community media. And then, since January of 2011, the airwaves have opened up, and when we were here in 2013 working with one of the newly created community radio stations, I was working with young Tunisian journalists who had never been involved in radio before. Now there are several new stations that have come on in the last couple of years, so we see it as a really growing sector here in Tunisia.
And Tunisia was the first and I guess the most successful of the Arab Spring rebellions. There's a democracy of sorts in Tunisia now?
That is correct. Tunisia had its Arab Spring beginning in December of 2010, and they were able to overthrow their dictator, Ben Ali, and they created an interim government, and then they had peaceful democratic elections, which makes them in many ways the most successful of the Arab Spring revolutions. And yet, if you talk to the Tunisian people here, they'll still say that there's a lot of work to do, that there is greater human rights for the the individuals, the people in the street here, but there's still many changes in the system that need to be made, and that the many of the old ways of thinking still exist in the leadership. So it's a transitional moment for this country, and I think they're working to build this new and fragile democracy. But it's definitely true that that they have been more successful than some other countries where we've seen terrible violence break out in the wake of the Arab Spring revolutions.
And I'm guessing that you're talking to other people from around the world about the impact of community radio in different communities around the world. What is that conversation like?
Yeah, well, exactly. The Free Media Forum, which is FMML, the World Forum on Free Media, FMML.org on the web, and you'll see there the charter and other documents in many different languages. part of the march is just going by us in the background right now, so you'll hear some car horns and things like that. The Free Media Forum is about gathering and showcasing different forms of community media and for people to be able to share stories of successes and also stories of, you know, failures and concerns. And so we've had people talk about issues in various countries, both with the regulatory environment and also technologies. But it's a chance for people to come together and discuss these issues. And in particular, here in Tunis this year, the work is on completing a document that is a charter, which, again, you'll see on the website there. But the charter was initially drafted here in Tunis in 2013. And this week, one of the goals of the forum is to try and sort of flesh that out further. The charter speaks to the rights of people to communicate around the globe, the rights of free media in democratic societies. And so it addresses issues of the Internet. It addresses issues of economic sustainability, as well as the issues that, you know, are more common there in the United States when we talk about free media and we talk about free speech. I mean, this is a broader vision of the what's required to have a truly successful free and open media.
And can you give our listeners what sort of the breadth of the kind of participation there? Are there lots of representatives from Africa, the Middle East, Asia? Where are people coming from?
Yeah, well, of course, we're in Africa, and so there's a very large representation from Africa, and particularly Francophone Africa, because, of course, the history of Tunisia is one of being a French colony, and so French is the other language that's spoken here besides Arabic. But at the World Social Forum itself, which starts today and will be running through the 28th, there's some 4,035 organizations representing 130 countries that are gathered together. And just to give you an example, it's 131 organizations from Egypt, 136 from I've lost my notes here now, but anyway, it's large representation from Africa, and particularly North Africa, where people are able to travel here more easily. It's a little bit more expensive, coming from other parts of the world, but there's a strong representation from Brazil, which was, of course, the founding country of the World Social Forum. And that, you know, the Free Media Forum that's going on represents all of those different countries as well.
And is there a common problem among community radio stations around the world that you're talking about, or is there an emerging issue?
Well, and, you know, there's several issues, I think, that confront community radios worldwide. One of those is the issue of sustainability. More and more community radio is faced with the question of economic sustainability. It can't simply be, one rich person throws some money at it, whether it be an NGO or some rich donor like George Soros. But rather, there has to be a way to integrate these stations into the lives of their communities in the way that they can become economically sustainable. A second issue is technologies. We see, more and more the advance of technologies and incorporating the Internet and cell phones and so on into the daily practice of community radio. But those mediums, the Internet and cell phone technology, are more and more becoming controlled by corporate interests. So, again, people are looking at the question of access to technology and ensuring access to a free and open Internet as these community radio networks are building out in these different countries.
And is there still a large growth of community radio throughout the world at this point?
Yeah, very much so. Community radio is growing around the globe. We've seen here in Africa in the last couple of decades thousands of new stations emerging, particularly in the wake of the Arab Spring in North Africa. We've seen a blossoming of community radio in places like Tunisia. Also in Libya, unfortunately, in the midst of a a renewed armed conflict, but community radio has been growing there in spite of that. And around the rest of the globe, in Asia, in Latin America, community radio is very well established, but in Asia we've seen a huge growth of community radio over the last decade or so, and in Europe as well, growing community radio there. You would think, you know, the nations of Europe would have been, you know, far ahead. But in fact, England only created its current legal community radio sector in the year 2000. So it's really kind of a new phenomenon in many places. It's a, I think it's part of the growing sense around the world of the importance of free and open networks of information. And radio is still the tool that's able to reach that last mile where the internet might not go, but community radio can still reach to, you know, remote areas and places where they don't even have electricity. You can have a battery-powered or a crank or solar-operated radio receiver.
And is it still a problem worldwide with some of these local community radio stations being targeted for the free speech that goes on there by entrenched interests or rebel groups or conservative religious groups? Or,
well, yes, I think that, I mean, I think you see that in terms of journalism everywhere in the world today. The number of journalists that are under attack in various countries across the globe has continued to rise in recent years. In the case of community radio, you know, the stories are different in each country. I mean, we hear of radio stations being attacked for their outspoken nature physically, you know, where the stations are actually bombed or destroyed. And then we hear stories of stations where the government simply makes the regulatory environment more difficult. And so the community radios have difficulty obtaining a license. I know, you know, one station I spoke to where they've been waiting years to get the paperwork to go through for their license to broadcast, even though they've, you know, been working on getting everything set up and working through the legal system. So these kinds of attacks on the right to communicate continue. But I think that you're seeing more and more around the globe a consciousness among people that this is a valuable and important resource. And so you see things like this charter coming out from the Free Media Forum that are calling for the right to communicate. Of course, the UN Declaration of Human Rights, December 10th, 1948, Article 19 speaks to the right to communicate as being one of the essential human rights. But it's taken us, 60-plus years to see that actually happen in many of these countries.
I was wondering if we could end on a positive note. Have you heard a specific story from a station about the impact of community radio in one community?
Well, you know, I mean, there's so many wonderful stories. I just came shortly ago from a workshop with a bunch of African community radio practitioners that were talking about different things that they do in their community, in their communities. In South Africa, they talked about going into, creating public forums to discuss elections and having people from the community come and, you know, ask questions directly of the candidates. In Ghana, the community radio station there, Radio Ada, has a journalist who goes out to the fish market every morning with a cell phone and calls back to the radio station with the price of the fish that day, so that people that are walking 2 hours from their village can hear over the radio what the proper price for fish should be, so they don't get cheated on the way to the market. So, you know, little stories like that, but happening in every country around the globe in different ways, and very, very exciting uses of the technology of community radio to involve people and to spread democracy.
If anyone wants to find out more, are you making recordings? Are there going to be a special on WORT when you get back, or can you send us to some websites?
We'll be doing some programming on WORT, but I would point people to the website of AMARC, the World Association of Community Broadcasters. It's www.amarc.org, And there'll be a special page there with coverage from the forum. It'll be in several different languages, French, Spanish, English, and maybe some Arabic. And it'll be radio reports that are available for download and rebroadcast on community radio stations in the United States.
All right. Thank you so much for calling in today. Norman Stockwell, from the operations coordinator from WORT in Tunis and Tunisia at the World Association of Community Broadcasters meeting and the World Forum of Free Media. All right. Thank you, Norman.
Thank you very much.